Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Mohan. This is Susanna Garcia calling from Garcia Catering. I have a question about the food that we're preparing for your son's graduation party next week. Your order form indicates that you'd like 55 appetizer trays, all cheese, vegetable, and fruit combos. I'm thinking that this might be a mistake and that you'd meant to order only 5 trays. We open at 9 tomorrow morning, so why don't you give me a call then? We want to make sure we have your order right.
Number 71. What type of service does the speaker provide? Number 72. What information does the speaker need from the listener? Number 73. When should the listener return the call? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this is Jackie Gross from Human Resources. Congratulations on your promotion to manager of our Thailand office. I'm calling because I've been asked to assist you with your move overseas. The first thing I'll do is get in touch with a moving company to estimate the cost of the move. I also need to confirm your passport number for your work visa. I want to make sure your paperwork is in order as soon as possible. Please call me back at your earliest convenience.
Number 74. Why is the listener going overseas? Number 75. What does the speaker plan to do first? Number 76. What does the speaker have to confirm? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Good evening, and thank you all for attending tonight's fashion show here at JC Design School. We're holding this special event to show off the beautiful garments created by our most recent group of trainees. These talented young people participated in a 6-month training course where they learned to create the clothing items you'll see here tonight. Many of these garments were made with unconventional fabrics, which you can read about in the leaflets that are being passed around. And after the show, you're welcome to stay and talk with our graduating trainees. They'll answer any questions you may have about their designs and creations.
Number 77. What is the main purpose of the event? Number 78. According to the speaker, what can be found in the leaflet? Number 79. What is scheduled to happen at the end of the event? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
Welcome to this month's all-staff meeting. To begin, I have some great news. As the editor-in-chief of Science and You magazine, I am pleased to announce the finalization of our company's merger with Stonewell Publishing. This means many exciting things for us, namely that we can take advantage of Stonewell's incredible technology department so we can make the online version of our magazine better. And why wouldn't we? Our data shows that 60% of our magazine subscribers use their mobile phones to read articles online. Now, Stonewell has already granted all of us access to their publications. So please use some time over the next few weeks to familiarize yourselves with their websites.
Number 80. What is the purpose of the announcement? Number 81. What does the woman mean when she says,
"And why wouldn't we?"
Number 82. What does the woman ask listeners to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you thinking about getting a degree in business? Then Hampson College, the School for Business Management, is for you. Our specialized courses focus on all aspects of running your own company. With both on-site and online courses, Hampson College offers courses that can fit into anyone's schedule. In fact, Hampson was ranked by students as having the most scheduling flexibility of any college. Come to an information session on August 17th to find out if Hampson College is right for you. You'll be able to meet with professors and talk with other students. To find out more, visit us at www.hampsoncollege.edu.
Number 83. What does Hampson College specialize in? Number 84. According to the advertisement, what do students like about Hampson College? Number 85. What will happen on August 17th? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Anhui, thank you so much for helping set up for the party after last night's theater performance. I couldn't have done it without you. And the spicy dish you brought was delicious. You have got to tell me where you found the recipe. Everyone really liked it, and it didn't look too complicated. Anyway, I guess I'll see you Monday. I think we have rehearsal together for Alia Grande's new play. I'm really excited to get started.
Number 86. Why is the woman calling? Number 87. What does the woman imply when she says,
"You have got to tell me where you found the recipe"?
Number 88. Why is the woman looking forward to Monday? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following news report.
This is Charlie Swift from Channel 14 News. I'm standing outside Granger Electronics this morning, where hundreds of people have spent hours waiting to buy the new Aria 7D mobile phone, available starting today. Some began waiting in line as early as 4 a.m. From the look of it, you'd think they were giving the phones away. Now, the Aria 7D is a significant upgrade from previous phone models, but the feature consumers are most excited about is its water-protective coating. The new phone's design ensures that it is still fully functional if it comes in contact with water.
Number 89. According to the speaker, what is happening today? Number 90. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"From the look of it, you'd think they were giving the phones away"?
Number 91. According to the speaker, what feature of the Aria 7D is most attractive? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Let's talk about this year's financial goals. So Sandala Rentals and Wilmington Limited are still our biggest sources of income, and that's great. But our other accounts are important too. They could bring in a lot more money than they do now. And this is what I want to emphasize. We have to get our smaller clients to sign on for bigger advertising campaigns. That's where you come in. I'd like each of you to tell me how much your clients paid for the advertisements we created for them over the past year. I'll send out an email with an example so you can see exactly what information to include in your report.
Number 92. What does the speaker want to focus on this year? Number 93. What does the speaker request help with? Number 94. What will the listeners receive by email? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and map.
Hello, welcome to the Visitor Center at Mountainside Park. My name's Josephine and I'll be guiding your hike today. Normally we'd be taking the Heron Trail to the picnic area, but the second part of that trail is closed for maintenance this week. So instead, we'll be starting out on the Heron Trail and changing over midway to the Pine Trail, as you can see here on the map. We'll break for our lunch at the end of the Pine Trail and then we'll take the Sunset Trail back to our starting point. It's supposed to be sunny today, so it's a good idea to put on some sunscreen and wear a hat.
Number 95. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Where will the listeners be unable to go today? Number 97. What does the woman encourage the listeners to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and order form.
Hi, Wendy. I'm calling about the purchase orders we received for office furniture. The accounting department's going to need more of everything to accommodate all their new employees. But luckily, the human resources department just wants more chairs. They said everything else is okay. Before you place these orders, though, be sure to check the inventory. If we're still short, then we'll order the necessary items. Please remember that only I, as your manager, can make changes to orders you've already submitted. So let me know if you spot an error that needs to be updated. Thanks.
Number 98. Look at the graphic. Which department filled out the order form? Number 99. What does the speaker anticipate may happen? Number 100. What is the listener asked to do if she finds an error? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.